It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. We're together again. And I'm glad. I was listening to some music last night with these headphones, they're called, on my ears. And of course, this was plugged into my stereo set. And when I pulled it out, I couldn't hear anything. No. Because these were covering my ears. And there were some people on the other side of the room, and they were talking with each other. And I took them off, and I said, what were you saying? And they wouldn't tell me. You know, if you don't hear what people say and they won't help you understand, sometimes it makes you feel left out. You could even feel mad or sad. Yeah. Why don't we have some make-believe right away? You probably knew the trolley was coming before I did. Yeah, it was just because I had these on my ears. Well, now, let's make believe that X the owl is still waiting to meet his new teacher. He could be talking and listening to pilot Ito, who's up in an airplane. His earphones are plugged in like a telephone. Yeah, ready for some make believe? All right. The neighborhood of make-believe. X the owl to pilot Ito. Come in, please.
Pilot Ito to X the owl. I read you loud and clear.
Well, do you see anybody who looks like my teacher?
No, I don't.
Do you see a flying pizza or bread or other OCS objects?
No. Why don't you come up and look?
Well, maybe I better. I mean, my teacher could be lost or something. Roger, Pilot Ito. I'll meet you at the Royal Landing Place in 1 1/2. Wait a second. What if my teacher comes here and I'm not here? Well, I do about that. Oh, I'll ask Henry the Pussycat to listen for him or her. Henrietta! Henrietta!
Meow, 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 ex-meow.
Hi, Hen.
Meow, meow, teacher come meow?
No, not yet. I'm going up in the plane to look. But will you listen here in case my teacher does come while I'm out?
Meow. Meow, meow, happy meow, teacher is coming, meow.
Oh, thanks. Did I tell you that I decided to take the printing lesson?
Meow, meow.
Yep, maybe next time I can learn acting and pole vaulting and the rest.
Meow, hope so.
Well, better fly off. Happy OCS to you.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, OCS, meow. Where meow meow teacher be? Meow 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 be. Meow meow teacher. Meow meow, that's the teacher. Meow. Oh, see, yes, meow. meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, ex's teacher, meow. Meow, meow.
I don't understand you. And it was XTO leaves.
Meow, do you say?
It was XTO leaves.
Meow, talk funny, meow. Meow, afraid me, meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please.
Hello.
Hello. Are you X's teacher?
Yes, I'm Professor Scanlon.
Professor Scanlon. How do you do? My name is Lady Aberlin, and I'm very, very glad that you're here. We've all been waiting and waiting and waiting. X knew you were coming, but we didn't know exactly when, so Henrietta was looking for you. Everybody was looking for you, because X really wants to study printing, and...
Wait, wait. You speak too fast. Have to move around.
I speak too fast and move around. I'm sorry, but I don't understand.
I'm deaf.
Oh.
But I could understand you.
You can understand me? How?
I look at your face.
My face?
I see the words.
You see the words on my face? Oh. But you really can... understand me, even though you can't hear me.
But you, I said you matter now.
It's better now? Oh, I'm glad. Sometimes it's hard for me to understand you, but I think I'm getting better at it. The more we talk, the better it gets.
You are.
What?
You are. Understand me, yes. Do you understand me?
Yes, more and more as we talk.
Good.
Will you show me what's in your cart?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, how beautiful. What about printing? X said that that was the lesson he wanted to learn. X really wants to meet you. He can't wait to start his printing lessons. But where is X?
I don't know. Henrietta Cat Pussy.
Yes, Henrietta Pussycat.
Yeah. Hey. Fled away from me.
She ran away, Henrietta. She's often frightened by new things or new people. We'll have to work on that together.
It's okay.
I'll go look for X.
Okay. I'll play it to you.
Airplane.
Where's X?
Meow, meow, up, meow, meow, airplane looking, meow, meow, teacher.
But his teacher is here, Hen.
Yeah, I know. Meow don't like meow teacher.
Did you find him hard to understand?
Meow.
Did you know that he's deaf?
Meow is?
Yes. And I'll bet if you want to listen, you really can understand what he's saying.
Meow can?
Try it and see.
Meow be. Meow me a little while.
Okay, Hen.
Meow me call X, meow me airplane now, meow.
Oh, great, Henrietta.
Me meow me meow me meow.
Bye-bye.
Lady Eberlin, I presume?
Correct as always, Uncle Friday.
Henrietta has told me about this teacher of X's.
Yes, Uncle Friday?
What's wrong with him?
Well, he happens to be deaf. And at times, it's hard to understand what he's saying.
Well, now, why did the OCS send X a teacher who has trouble hearing and speaking?
He's not teaching hearing and speaking, Uncle Friday. He has all kinds of other wonderful lessons. He teaches art and archery and pottery and printing. And besides all that, he's a very nice man.
But what if I can't understand him, Niece Eberlin?
Well, if you try, you can, Uncle Friday, honest.
I am a king. And if Henrietta can't understand him, I might not be able to either, and I will not be made a fool of.
What?
You heard me. Now tell X not to bother bringing that teacher to meet me. Farewell, Niece Eberlin.
Oh, Uncle Friday. What are you afraid of? Yes, he's here, Trolley. I really like him. Uncle Friday would, too, if you just gave him a chance.
So Tim Scanlon is going to be Professor Scanlon from the OCS. Why do you suppose King Friday didn't want to meet the professor? Do you think he's afraid that he might not understand and people would laugh at him? How do you think X will feel? Do you suppose X will like the teacher right away, just the way Lady Eberlin liked him? Well, we'll pretend more about that tomorrow. Telephone's ringing. Hello? Hi, Betty. Oh, yes, I was just having some make-believe with my television friend. Oh, good. Well, yes, I've wanted to see them work. Yeah. All right. Yes, we can come right over. Thank you. Bye-bye. That's Betty Everlin. She says that Tim Scanlon and some other people from his pantomime group are at her theater rehearsing right now. And if we can come over, they'd be glad to show us some of their work. So let's go to Betty's little theater. Come along.
Rehearsing one. It's football.
Looks like they're playing it very slowly.
Well, you know how they can make things happen again? Sometimes by playing the same part again? That's what they just did. Looks like they won.
Good football. Hi, Tim. Hello. I'm glad to see you again.
Yes.
Who are these people?
Rico.
Rico. Glad to meet you. Hi, Elaine.
Hi.
Glad to see you again.
Joey.
Joe. I'm glad to meet you. Could we see some more of the things that you're practicing?
Oh. Fish. Chapter.
Oh, how about those things about the amusement park?
Amusement park.
Amusement park?
Okay.
Good.
You like this first one?
Let's watch them now and see if we can understand some of the things that they're acting out about an amusement park. Okay. He's taking their tickets.
They're getting into a little place.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the seat belt.
Yeah.
They're holding on.
Oh, they're started. I think they're going up very high.
Roller coaster, isn't
it? Yes.
Bumper car. Are they getting hurt? Well,
they're
getting
all
tangled up.
Bump. Sometimes you get thirsty when you go to an amusement park. This is the machine.
Joe's going to put a coin in it and get something.
Now he's pressing the button. Here comes the drink. Oh, this one is called Funny Mirrors.
Tim walks in front of those three mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
you ever walk in front of one of those funny mirrors? You could ask one of your friends to do something like that while you were walking right in front of them. Yeah, you could make up that funny mirror thing yourself.
Oh, there's another one I think you'd really like to see.
What is it?
Tim, could you do that little sad one about the flower and then those others?
Trumpet?
No.
Oh, a balloon.
Yes. Ice skates.
Closing the big doors.
The amusement park is closed now.
Key. Thank you very much. That was just great to be able to see you all do that. You know, as you're watching, you really want to do it yourself. I felt like I wanted to skate around and everything. It really made me happy to see you.
Good you, Sam.
You're glad that I came? Well, how would you sign happy? Happy, like that. And how would you sign sad? Just like that. Or one sad, like that. And what about angry? Angry. Well, I'm happy. Thank you so much. Thank you all. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you later this
Thanks
week.
Thanks for coming by.
Bye-bye. There are many ways to say how you feel. You can make your face say it, or your arms and your hands say it. What might this be? cold. Pure.
Or you can use words to say it. No matter how you say something, it can be real. I remember when I was a little boy, I used to make something like this that looked like a house. And then it'd say, look inside the house, and there are all the people inside. And those people can feel many ways about each other. Sure. Well, we'll have more time together tomorrow. I like being with you. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. You know how. By just your being you, there's only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.